Welcome to TPTB Finance, where we're joined by David Buick, who is a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. How's your day, David?
Morning. Well, shell-shocked and very upset and reeling with that awful tragedy in Manchester. But in terms of my own personal health, which is a matter of wholesale indifference to everybody, I'm fine.
Right, we've got the suspension of the election campaign. I'm not quite sure how long for. Presumably, apart from ramping up security, there'll be no change in government policy either. Is there any light
sure
at the end of this tunnel?
Sure about that. I think probably, bearing in mind the reaction to the market, which you've already had in your note this morning, that the market has just learned to ride the punches these days. 15 years ago, might have seen a 5%, even a 10% movement, 9/11, or also 7/7 in 2005. And now we just, accept it as part of life's rich tapestry, which I think is completely and utterly appalling. But there's not really much else you can do. And we've seen a... We're waiting, obviously, with Marks and Spencer's due tomorrow, where I don't think we're going to see a great scene at all. But on the whole, the market's in pretty good shape. There's a high but there's a reasonable percentage of people who think it's possibly overpriced. But here we are at record levels at 7,515, very roughly. And I think politically, I think the fact that Mrs. May will have probably 48 hours to regroup should consider herself extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Because the presentation of the question of what some people are calling the dementia tax, which I think is an absolute disgrace, or whatever you want to call it, home care, is and was extremely badly presented. I think if it had been properly presented, people would have probably understood it and accepted it. I mean, my parents-in-law, such as it's worth, became very ill with dementia in the end, and they ended up selling their cottage and paying for their own health care. And in terms of people who've got a little bit of money to do so, they should do so. But of course, there are so many deserving causes that shouldn't be anywhere near it. And people who've got long-term dementia and other illnesses, multiple sclerosis and stuff, that shouldn't happen. But there has to be a cap somewhere along the line. Otherwise, the thing will be abused and ridiculed. And I don't think the homework was done. And I get the impression that Mrs. May is a sort of one-man band and only listens to Nick Timothy and also to Fiona Hill, and nobody else gets a look in. And I think that has to change, particularly as regards this manifesto.
Morning, David. It's Alan Green here. I agree wholeheartedly
Morning,
with
Alan.
You. Agree wholeheartedly with your comments there. It does look as though this manifesto was cobbled together at the last minute and very poorly presented. I think the PR, IR and spin people around her should be sacked at the very least. But at the end of the day, it's the dreadful events of last night have given Theresa May time to regroup. But what's your impression? Do you believe that the Tory majority will reduce on the back of this dementia tax?
I never thought it would be around the 140, 170 mark anyway. I mean, Alan, you and I and Zach have discussed this almost to a border of distraction, is that a seven-week period for an election campaign is ludicrous. How many banana skins do you want to trip up on?
Yeah.
And their chickens are coming home to roost. All that was required was to give the country 3 weeks' notice. That's all that's needed, that post the Macron victory election in the French presidential, out of respect, that should have been given pride of place. But after that, 3 weeks, get your act together and let's get the show back on the road. And this business of waiting, I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of every reason why 7 weeks was given, but it struck me as one of the most stupid decisions. I expect the Conservatives to get a majority of about 50 or 60.
Yep. All right.
I mean, do you think that apart from, and obviously Theresa May is lucky that she has Jeremy Corbyn, who's the equivalent of Michael Foot or Neil Kinnock as an opposition leader, but I mean, if we were in any other times, is it fair to say that Theresa May would be lucky to be in the cabinet, let's say? I mean, she just doesn't seem to be a very capable or an A-list politician, and nor does Philip Hammond after his national insurance debacle, which I obviously pointed out before. Mm. This is very much... leaders who are the leaders we have now are the people who are just left after all the big guys blew themselves up.
The trouble is, I think she's autocratic. And when you don't have the charisma of somebody like Tony Blair, whether you like him or not, he was an amazing politician. He won the hearts and minds of sufficient number of people for a period of 11 years. I do not do his politics, never did. But you have to accept that he was breathtakingly charismatic.
He was.
And we don't have that element, we don't have that element on the table anymore. And therefore, you need to have what I call a big tent. And the tent seems to be tiny and it only accommodates three people. And that is crazy because Nick Timothy and Fiona Hill all right at Sky and a bit of PR. Nick Timothy's never looked, as I understand it, further than the Home Office, even though I'm told he's got the brain the size of a house. You need more than that in making a presentation of this nature. And if there are more people contributing, it's certainly not coming across that way.
Just like Theresa May is in charge of a small company making cakes in the home counties. I mean, it's got that. So it's not a first tier economy, a country which is on the edge of leaving the European Union. This requires a Churchillian type person, not a John Major or sub John Major type person.
No. I mean, completely right. This requires somebody who's a standard bearer, who's gung-ho, fixed bayonet and over the top. And that's the only way that this is going to be an unqualified success. Just things, because if you think about it, and forget your own personal politics, as I have no idea, Alan, or what you and Zach think of, I've got a pretty good idea, but I don't know. Some of Jeremy Corbyn's suggestions, aesthetically and morally, make quite a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it's just a pity. It's a great pity that John McDonald looks more like Leonard Rossiter as the Undertaker in Oliver, and is deeply depressing to listen to, and the fact that they can't do sums. I don't think any of them have got O-level maths, and when you see what's on the table and the cost of it, it's breathtaking. But I have to say that if I was sitting in Liverpool, or West Auckland, or Barrow-in-Furness, or some parts of the West Midlands near Birmingham, I'd find what he has to say pretty attractive.
I agree, Dave.
And that's what Mrs. May's up against, but she doesn't realise it. And all these young people who've been forgotten, they will vote Labour, trust me. Because nobody's put their arm round them and say, we love you, and we love you for 20 years.
I also think, just to pick up on that point, David, Jeremy Corbyn's been very adept in his use of social media. He's put out a lot of Facebook video clips.
A huge amount of work. Mm.
And those clips have had millions of views, lots of support. Going back to your point about on Tony Blair as being such a credible politician, yes, he was. And I think if Labour had somebody like David Miliband in charge now, they'd enjoy a landslide victory on the 8th of June. I have no doubt.
I'm not certain a landslide, but I think they might well win.
I think they'll win.
A lot of these people have, the Labour Party, let's put things in perspective. Between 2005 and 2010, they did their best job to destroy the UK economy, admittedly with the help of the people, who were completely and utterly contemptuous of credit, banking, and all the other things. But nonetheless, they've still got their hallmark on it, and a lot of people are pretty cross. They want to blame the City of London, but the City of London takes its lead from the government and from the Treasury.
David Buick, Senior Market Commentator at Panmure Gordon, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
Pleasure. Thanks.